the theme of this second part of the parable of the vineyard is love. It's abiding, staying, remaining in Jesus' love. The source of this is Jesus abiding in the love of the Father, and then that it flows from the Father to the Son and into the vine. And so in Jesus' vine, then those who are part of, you know, the branches, they also then are connected with that love. So the source of the fruit, the source of fruit bearing, the source of life is love. It's the love of God. So the commandment is then, abide, stay, remain in my love. So it's to focus on that, to focus on Jesus' love and the experience of that. Now, when Jesus first says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, it's not real clear what his commandments are. What have his commandments been? Well, they've been to stay in the vine, in terms of the most recent thing. It's to trust him. It's to follow him. But there's a kind of question that is raised by this. Well, what are your commandments? If you keep my commandments, well, what is a commandment? And what are the Father's commandments? And abiding in his love, what does that mean? Well, the first comment to this puzzle of what are his commandments is that this is for the sake of joy. It isn't for the sake of law obedience. It isn't for the sake of doing what is right. It is for the sake of the joy that is present in the relationship, for the joy of doing that to which you have been called. And what follows from the joy is then the commandment, to love one another as I have loved you. Now, what does love mean? Well, the ultimate expression of love is then laying down one's life for one's friends. That's what Jesus does. And that's how we can see and know the depth of his love, is to experience and focus on the love that he has for us in laying down his life. So the friends' relationship. No longer are they called students. No longer are they called servants. No longer are they, does he call them in a term that is in any sense subordinate. Rather, friends is something that describes a relationship of two equals. So Jesus addresses us as his friends. And we are Jesus' friends if we do what he commands us. And what's the command? To love one another, to abide in his love, to stay in that relationship. So no longer are we addressed as servants, because the servant doesn't know what the master is doing. We know what the master is doing. And Jesus has called us friends because he has made known everything to us. So one of the things, another thing that friends do is they share whatever it is that they have heard from the Father, what they have experienced from God. The source of this energy, of this choice of relationship, was not something that we have initiated. Rather, we have been chosen. Jesus has chosen us. You didn't choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit. So the word appointed here also means, another word that translates it is ordained. I have ordained you. I have empowered you to go and bear much fruit, fruit that will last. So the call from Jesus has as its goal bearing fruit that will last. And again, the source of that relationship of fruit bearing is that these commands are being given so that we may love one another. So the focus of Jesus' attention then is first on abiding in the relationship with him, and then of allowing that to be the source for loving our friends. the friends of Jesus. So that's the essence of abiding in the vine, is loving one another. So in telling this parable of Jesus, once again, focus on the relationship between Jesus and his disciples the night before he dies, his last words to them. Also, focus on the relationship between yourself and those whom you love, your relationship with Jesus, whatever. So in telling this, the intensity, the passion of that love is what you want to express. So focus on that and on your listeners as the recipients of your love. Let it flow to them. So the telling of this is also an experience of abiding in Jesus' love and letting that energy flow through you to others.